Blog Talk Radio.
There are a plethora of things that have happened to me that I should have never recovered from. Atrocities and devastation, enigmas from minuscule to conundrum. But his love was greater than what I went through. And his love has lifted me higher and higher.
I was downhearted. I was lost in a world of sin. Jesus picked me up. I thank God he took me in.
Yeah.
Your love lifted me higher, higher. We're talking about the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ has lifted us higher than wherever we are. Good afternoon, and God bless you to our listeners. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel and the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear played on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. Right now, we want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, you can call in at the desired time, 619-924-0800. In addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we want you to know that we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. You can listen to us on those platforms as well. We would also like for you to connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Instagram. If you go, all you have to do is look for Global Gospel. If you look for Global Gospel on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, there's a direct link to each and every episode. All you have to do is click on the embedded image. Again, thank you for sharing with us. If you would like to connect with Global Gospel, you can connect with us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking to hear from you. We are looking to connect with you, our first friends and listening audience. Certainly, we do have a special treat that is coming up today, but right now, we want to take this time just to shout out all of our sponsors. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend. We want to shout out Melanated Beards and Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting, Margie Bradley Townsend. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. Thank God for you. Then shout out to the Townsend family, the Furman family, the Stevenson family, the Davis family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Norman family, the Hartley family, the Wiggins family, the Hernandez family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Allen family, the Brinson family, the Davis family, the Washington family, the Jones family, to the Bradell family, and to the Locke family. Thank God for you, you, and you. And certainly we have people and listeners around the world, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Jamaica, West Indies, Portugal, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Germany, the Netherlands, the Czech Republic, Turkey, Pakistan, South Africa, Kenya, Mozambique, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, just to name a few. Please leave a comment on our Facebook page or under our episode and let us know that you are listening. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And what does 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says? It reads like this: but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And so we came to you with the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know today that the gospel heals, it delivers, It saves and it sets free. We want you to know that the gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel is there for you. It's comprehensive. It will uplift you. It will encourage you. It will inspire you. If you're down and out, if you're suicidal, the gospel came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, that you might declare that I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And in a day, in a time like this, we need the gospel more than ever before. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And so that's why we are here to introduce you to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you haven't heard it before, and certainly if you have heard it before, we want you to be encouraged to continue with the gospel and the way of Christ. Well, we are going to take a break right now, and after this break, we will be back with our very special guest for this Saturday afternoon. Stay tuned and be blessed. Listeners, we are back, and our special guest is here in studio as I promised. Good afternoon, special guest. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm well. I'm well. And you?
I'm well. Cannot complain. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Certainly, there may be someone that didn't catch that voice. So for the sake of those people that didn't catch your voice the first time, tell us who you are.
Hello, hello, love and light to everyone listening. My name is Jay O'Connor, Kingdom Ambassador, Youth Minister, PCOS Advocate, YouTuber, and TikToker.
Awesome. Well, we are grateful to God that Ms. Jay Yokana has taken time out of her busy schedule and God has allowed her to share with us on today. I just want to start with glory to God. And this was your song of your choice. And so this is a song. Listen, we had to reach a little back a few ways. I forgot about this song. I remember it once I heard it, but I forgot about it. Tell us, why is that your choice of introduction for today?
It's honestly one of my favorites. Where I'm at in this season of my life right now, it's like God has just really exalted me from glory to glory, literally. And I remember hearing that song and I was just like, wow, like this is for me. He's really bringing me from one level to the next level to the next level, and I honestly cannot do it without the strength of God and with him in my corner.
Certainly, that is awesome, and it's awesome that you found expression through word and song. Fred Hammond, glory to God. And certainly we do give God glory because he's worthy.
Amen. Amen.
To be praised. And so, we thank you for sharing with us. Now, you told us a little bit about yourself. Were there a few more things you'd like to share with us? Because if our listeners, if they perhaps have read the title for today, Divine Timing. And so tell us a little bit more, Ms. Jay Yochana.
So essentially, everything is about divine timing because of the timing of my life. Everything happened on God's timing from between last year around this time up until now. Everything has just been on his timing. That's the name of my ministry on YouTube. I give prophetic words, prophetic messages. I'm currently inactive on my social media platforms at this time as the Lord is reconstructing my ministry. And I have a whole bunch of exciting things in store. I'm working on many different projects at this time that are just going to bring glory to God's name.
Awesome. And certainly we are looking forward to see what the Lord has to share with us through you, a yielded vessel.
Amen. Well,
you said so much. You're very active. you are part of several things and ventures and doing a lot of work for God's kingdom, youth ministry as well. So
yes.
Let's see, where should we start today? Where should we start? When did you decide, listen, I have to yield myself to the Lord. There's some things that he wants me to do.
I remember back in February of last year on my 25th birthday, I remember just spending it by myself. And I had a lot of things going on at the time when I was suffering from my diagnosis, PCOS, and I had just gotten into a bad car accident in September of 2022 as well. I mean, September of 2021. And I just remember sitting there in February, literally on my birthday, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Whatever you need me to do, God, I will do it. And that's when I fully decided to give my life back to God and to stop running from the calling that he had on my life. And I yielded to his calling.
Awesome. That is certainly a marvelous testimony. Now, PCOS, perhaps some of our listeners aren't familiar with that. Can you explain that to us?
Of course. PCOS is a woman's diagnosis. It's called polycystic ovarian syndrome. It literally affects fertility, your menstrual cycle, everything. You name it. You could have acne, obesity, excessive hair, all types of things. It will cause mood swings. The biggest thing is infertility, though.
Wow. And how many people are aware of this? Were you aware of this prior to your particular diagnosis?
Quite frankly, I honestly wasn't. I was diagnosed literally at the age of 21, but I've had it since I was 13 years old. The doctors never figured out what was wrong with me. I'm the one who actually diagnosed. I self-diagnosed, and I confirmed it with further lab testing, being that I work in the medical field, and I used to work in a women's health unit. And I would just see all these patients come in, and I would use myself as my own case study. And I figured out, like, if I had done the certain lab work, blood testing, to test my anti-Müllerian hormone, that it would display what diagnosis I had.
Wow. Self-diagnosis.
Yes.
And so how has that changed your, because like you said, you were already involved in the healthcare field. Now, how has that diagnosis changed your journey for health and awareness personally?
Honestly, to tie it all together, I found purpose in pain. I noticed that a lot of the, a lot of your gift and your gifting that God has given to you and your calling has to do with whatever obstacles were planted in your life. So if you have a gift of healing, you most likely have like a health diagnosis or an issue that will help you relate to those who have other health diagnoses as well.
Wow, that is very interesting, and certainly that is not the first time that I've been made aware of that. Tell me, was that something easy for purpose through pain? Now, is that something that was easy to come to grips with? Did you feel some type of way to just?
Yes, of course. Of course, I remember being mad at God at one point, and, you know, God is so gracious that he understands. Like, if we just talk to him, we just tell him how we feel, like a regular father, like our earthly father, he understands. So I remember being young, being like, I don't understand why I have to go through this. Like, what is the why? Why do I have to be in such pain? Why is it so tedious for me to wake up in the morning? Why am I missing out on school? As a 13-year-old, it was hard. I'm missing school. I'm also an athlete, so I wouldn't be able to play sports as often as I wanted to. I would miss out on practice, miss out on schoolwork. I've also had surgery because of this. I remember being 18 years old having surgery as well, very young, my senior year of high school. So I was mad. I was really mad at the world for a long time and just mad at God. I remember just, like, shutting God out completely.
Wow. And like you said, sometimes when you're younger, your senses aren't as mature, your train of thought, your relationship with God isn't as mature. And sometimes the people around you can't relate because, listen, they didn't deal with this at 13 either.
Of course. And honestly, your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25 years old. So you really, you know, you having all these hormones as a young woman, everything is chemically imbalanced because, you know, with the PCOS, it causes a chemical imbalance. Everything is out of whack. And you just feel so misunderstood. But God was there the whole time. He understands. He understood. He wouldn't give me anything that I wouldn't be able to handle, even at the tender age of 13.
Awesome. And so what is your message today to not just to young people and individuals, to parents and guardians that have children and people that they are in charge of, that they may not understand what they're going through. They may not even know. They may not have the medical knowledge. They might not have any knowledge at all. They just know something's wrong. What is your advice to those guardians that you would tell them that would have made your life easier if you had had someone that was aware of these things at an earlier age than when you found out?
I honestly wish that I would have started reading the word a little bit earlier. I honestly could say that, like, if I would have started reading the word a little bit earlier, I would have known that God was with me the entire time, and I wouldn't have felt so misunderstood or so lost, because honestly, the word is a book full of wisdom. The word gives wisdom, and if you surround yourself with wise counsel as well, if you ask God to give you wise counsel, you'll get the answers that you're seeking. You know, Jeremiah 33:3 says, like, you know, seek his face, or if you call out to him, like, he'll answer you. He will answer. He definitely will answer. So that's my answer. I truly believe, like, if I would have gotten into the word quicker, the stuff that I was trying to seek, I would have received it.
Wow. And some of those ways that you perhaps filled that void in your life other than the word, what was that like? I know you went on
time,
a different path away from God. What was that like?
Oh, yes. My path at the time, I used to use substances as a way to fill my void. Like, I would, you know, I would party, I would smoke, I would drink, I would use other substances, and I even got into New Age a little bit. For those that don't know what New Age is, it's a witchcraft and, like, crystals and sage and all of that stuff, and I thought that was gonna solve everything, but
it made everything worse. Actually, when I used to smoke and use substances, I was in the hospital more often. I would suffer from seizures and fainting spells. So it just made everything worse. The whole time I could have just given my life to God. Yes, yes.
Wow. And what should we be aware about New Age? Because a lot of people aren't familiar with that. And I was actually listening to someone yesterday. I can't remember the person's name, so I didn't say it. So I'm paraphrasing. What they said is they said that we are in churches where we are more afraid of the Holy Spirit than allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way in our life. And so people today, we are looking for we're in church, but we're looking for every other outlet. And so tell us a little bit more about New Age and how that appeals to the young mind that isn't perhaps familiar with God.
It's so commercialized nowadays, like even such as like the movies, like it's everywhere, whether it may be like astrology, you know, everybody has their zodiac signs, and just how they make it look so enticing, and they make it seem like there's an actual, it's okay for witchcraft, like there's such thing as good witchcraft and bad witchcraft, when there's actually no such thing. It's all bad. All of it is bad, because all of it is just deteriorating you and just moving you further and further away from God. You know, the enemy wants to be like God, so he would pervert things to make it seem like he is God. Like, sometimes I notice that, like, even with the tarot card readings, and I was having a discussion with someone the other day, like, people who are into witchcraft, they're most likely gifted as well, prophetically, and they use their prophetic gifts for the enemy.
That's interesting.
You know, so yes, they use it for the enemy. Like they use it, you know, like every day you get up, you go online and they talk like, all right, for this person, their sign today, this is what's going to happen to you today, this and that. But honestly, it's witchcraft and they're gifted. They're gifted.
Right. Right. And,
they just
and what
choose
people
to use it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
They use it for the wrong side.
I agree. And so the thing that people don't understand is there's such a thin line in the spirit world until it can easily creep into the wrong spirit or spirits can creep into your daily activity and you won't even know it because it's so the enemy is so subtle. And before you know it, you're in this every day. I have to read my horoscope.
Yes. Yes. And you know, it becomes like an addiction. Because you're like, if my day won't go right unless I do this today, or this won't happen unless I do this. And that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants you to rely more on him than you rely on God.
Awesome. And so breaking away from that, was it difficult to break away from that cycle?
Yeah, it definitely was. But I remember one day God led me, when I finally got back into the Word, and he led me to Deuteronomy 17:3, and it says, for instance, they might serve other gods or worship the sun, the moon, or any of the stars, the forces of heaven, which I have strictly forbidden. And I just felt like this heavy conviction. I was like, oh, I'm doing this. This is what I've been doing all along. So yes and no, it was kind of hard, but once I felt that heaviness of conviction, I was like, okay, I have to stop.
That is an awesome testimony. That you were able to share, that you were able to break away from this new age or this other way of living.
Yes.
That was obviously not where God wanted you to be, because he had other things in store for you, kingdom-minded living. And so it's all as you suggest, as today's topic, divine timing. And where did that come from, those two words, divine timing?
The Lord really gave it to me. Like, I always remember, like, whether anything in my life, just the biggest lesson that I've ever learned was to be patient. Patience, and just waiting, and just patience on his timing. So I remember one day, I was like, I'm going to give you a ministry. And I was like, God, what do you mean the ministry? And I'm like, I'm not ordained in anything or anything like that. And he's like, it's going to be God ordained. It's going to be ordained by me. And I want you to name it divine timing, because everything that has been happening or transpired in your life that has been a blessing was on my timing. Not anyone else's timing, but my timing. So I said, okay, Lord, and I was obedient. And that's where the name of my ministry came from.
All right. So the ministry. Now tell us, you said through the divine timing or because of divine timing, you have a YouTube channel. And
yes.
We're going to let you tell our listeners how they can connect with you on YouTube in a few minutes. But
okay.
You give, what is it exactly that you share on divine timing?
So Divine Timing Ministry, like I said, is God ordained, and God has given me the gift to discern dreams. So it's to help discern dreams through dream interpretation and just give prophetic messages coinciding with like teachings of his word as well. And just to show people that you don't have to have a religious spirit. Like with Christ, it's all about relationship. And God speaks to you in many different ways. And that's honestly where prophetic words come from. Like the most of the words that God has allowed me to release on my social media platforms have been in ways that people wouldn't think God would speak in, whether it may be music, TV shows, books, whatever. God speaks to you in a way that he sees fit to speak you in, because we're his children. So he knows how to speak to us, whether we're auditory learners, vision, we could watch something, that's how he would speak to us. So my ministry just guides others and other brothers and sisters in Christ closer to God in the way that he would like to speak to them, and teach them how to increase their gifts as well.
Awesome. That is a great thing that you're doing. And well, since we're talking about it, tell our listeners how they can access that YouTube channel.
So it's essentially Divine Timing Ministry, and it's going to be 2 underscores, and it's going to have a pink logo and like a little bit of leaves around it. It kind of glows a little bit. You could also find me on TikTok, although I'm not active on either one of my platforms right now. It has taken me off. I'm in a kind of a isolation season because of what he has planned. But my TikTok as well is JAYYY.YOCANA, YOCANA.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly want you to check that out. And so that you just mentioned a very important word, the word isolation. And I believe we talked about this prior. And so in this, since 2020, we have experienced pandemic and so many other different calls, inflation. Listen, you name it. It's happened since 2020, and many of us have found ourselves isolated from family members, from neighbors, isolated naturally, spiritually. And so tell us about that isolation.
On a walk with Christ, you have many seasons of isolation. Like, there's different seasons of it. This is not my first isolation season. And every time you're on an isolation with the Lord, he's most likely trying to prune you. It's a pruning process, just so you can be prepared for the next level that he's taking you to. And I honestly believe that even in the midst of the pandemics and everything that has been going on in the world, God is using this for his good. Like, as Romans 8:28 says, all things work for the good of those who love God, who have been called according to his purpose. This isolation, whether people see it or not, is drawing people closer to him because they have more time to spend with him.
So it's not necessarily a negative thing, because some people just can't, they seem to not be able to handle it.
And it can get brutal. It can get brutal. I remember the first time I was in isolation season, and honestly, the first book I ever read was the book of Esther. And in the book of Esther, it talks about how she had to go through a purification process. Now, her purification process was bathing in, like, oils and perfumes and stuff like that. But in a sense, God does the same thing with us when he strips away everything that is worldly on us. So it can, the isolation process and the pruning, yes, it's not easy, but in the end, when you're tried by fire and you're purified, you come out like gold. So it's worth it.
Amen. Certainly, I agree that it is very necessary, and we know that, listen, it happens to many people. Moses had to go up to the mountain to speak to God. John was on the Isle of Patmos. He was in exile, but God spoke to them in those places
yes.
of isolation. And so it is very necessary that we spend time with God in order to deal with the people in this world. Because,
yes.
listen, people will make you, you know, make you look at them side-eyed and try to make you go crazy, too.
Yes, I remember in my first isolation season over the summer, it was the most brutal seasons of my life. But God made me look at it like basic training. You know how I've never been in the military, but I have family members in the military. Mm-hmm. And the basic training, like just all of it, just being by yourself, you're bored. You know, you can't really, you know, he's removed people from my life, friends, family, even family, he kept me from. And it could get hard. Things that you used to do when you were worldly, going out, partying, just things that are not of God. When you're so used to that and you have to make that switch, it can get difficult. So, you know, it's necessary. It's necessary. I mean, I remember one of the hardest parts was literally just not being able to do anything. And I was in the house every single day, every single day. And, but by me being in the house, I was able to spend time in the Word, get to know God on a different level, on a personal level, on a fatherly level.
Wow. Well said. So through all of this, through pain, through your testimony, through car accident, through dealing with personal health challenges, you found purpose.
And yes.
What do you want to tell our listening audience about purpose?
Purpose. I don't even want to tell them anything. I want them to think about their purpose. I want them to be able to find their purpose. I want them to think about what gifts that they could use that God has given them to help bring souls to the kingdom. That's what I want to leave the listeners with today. What can you do at home or at your place of work or with your gifts? If you're creative, what can you do that would help bring souls to the kingdom or just help be a reflection of Christ's love for us and for everyone around us? What can you do personally?
Wow, that's a good way of handling it, because it does require that. So what we're going to do now is our number in studio 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. When we come back from break, we are going to give our listening audience an opportunity to call in, question, comment, concern about health, about purpose, about life, about being a young person. And Ms. J. Yokana is going to be here with us to help us dialogue about that. And she's going to come back and share a few more things with us. So right now, we're going to take a break. Praise is what I do. Stay tuned and be blessed.
That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. And I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I bless is my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said, because praise is what I do.
Praise is what I do. We are back. Praise is who I am with Miss J. Miss J, it is the beginning of a new year. And so many people have decided to make a change in their life. And so many people are make new decrees about health, about fitness, about their relationship with God. And so one of the things that many people do this time of year is annual fast and all types of fast. Talk to us about that.
I'm definitely big on fasting. As I said before, the first book I've ever read was the Book of Esther. And just a quick recap on that story in the Bible. This was when the Jewish people were about to be killed. And the queen at the time, Queen Esther, she led a 3-day fast. And that was the first fast I've ever done. And it drew me closer to God. And I definitely recommend for anyone who is new on their walk with Christ to do a fast. You don't have to start big, though. Or if you have any health issues or anything like that, you fast how you're led to fast. And fast doesn't necessarily have to be a food fast. It could be from anything that's distracting you from God. But I will say after those 3 days of that fast, my gifts were increased and it drew me even closer to God. I remember reading the Book of Esther in 4 different versions of the Bible. And each time I read it during that fast, I got a new revelation from each book. And it increased my relationship with God. So the power of fasting and prayer is just phenomenal.
Wow. Wow. Certainly that is a great testimony about how fasting and prayer has helped your life and blessed your life and your ministry. And certainly the story of Esther is, and so like you have a very knowledgeable understanding of it. And so the thing is, when a preacher hears someone else express something, it encourages you to go back and read because listen, like, you know what? I missed something. I know God has a different revelation for me again. And so when you read things over and over again, every time you read it, you see something different. God allows you to see something different. So that's awesome.
Yes.
And while we're talking about Esther, let's talk about mentorship and who we are listening to and who and how people influence our life.
Amen. My pastor, actually, he went over this recently. I would like to give a shout out really quickly as well to my church. I go to Cornerstone Victory Church located in Oceanside on 3078 Lawson Boulevard. My pastor was my greatest mentor. At the time, my pastor saw me go through so much spiritual warfare and everything. And for those who aren't familiar like with the Book of Esther, she did have her own mentor as well. Her mentor was her cousin. And he was a male figure, and his name was Mordecai. And I will say that my mentor at the time, my Mordecai, was my pastor, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Well said. And since you mentioned Mordecai and Esther, and there was also some racial tension in the Book of Esther.
Yes.
Since you brought it up, there was some racial tension. There was some issues with gender and the male and female relationship in society and their role, the male role in society and the female role in society, and also some familial issues as
yes.
well. So there's a lot in the Book of Esther. You agree, right?
100%. And a lot of things that are relatable to today as well. So I definitely recommend that book to read.
All right. Homework assignment for all our listeners. Go read the Book of Esther. And
yes.
when you're done, read it again. All right.
Yes.
All right. Youth ministry. And you mentioned your pastor. Certainly we thank God for your pastor and your
yes.
mentor as well. Youth ministry. Your message. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. To the youth at
yeah.
this time?
Mm-hmm. This season.
Right now, I've been telling my children to just work on their personal relationship with God. I'm trying to get them to be able to hear God's voice on another level. Like I always say, I could give them all the scriptures in the world. They're not familiar with, like, you know, his voice or anything. They wouldn't even understand the word. So I've been really working on just them getting to know God on a personal level. I remember in 2023, when the year started, literally New Year's Eve, God led me to do a prayer board. All the things that I wanted to see come to pass this year and just to be covered by his blood. And I did the same thing with my kids the following week because a whole bunch of the things that I posted on my board have already come to pass. And I want them to see that, like, there is power in prayer and the Lord hears you. So that's what I'm working on with my kids at this time, at this present moment.
Awesome. All right. You heard it. Listen, audience, listen. Develop personal relationship. And today's young people, so many of them in this season, they're not even familiar with God. Like, God who? I don't go to church.
Mm.
Nobody in my house goes to church. My grandparents don't go to church. I only go for weddings and funerals. I've never been to a wedding or funeral. This is the things we hear now. Before, people go for weddings and funerals. Now, I've never been to a wedding or funeral. So it is important that we introduce God every chance we get, every opportunity we get. And as we talk about violence, and it's in our face on the news, and I don't really want to go that direction, but I just want to mention, I heard Pastor Jackie McCullough say a long time ago, when everything happened with Trayvon Martin in Florida, she says, what happens in that split second between life and death? Has anyone ever introduced this person to Christ? And
wow.
So to take away from all the violence and all the things that are going on in the world, without mentioning all the things that are going on in the world, have we been introduced to Christ, or have we introduced someone else to Christ?
Wow. That's a beautiful point. That's wow. That changes the perspective. You know, as a follower of Christ, you know, you could go in a store and you walk out and there was someone that was in that line in front of you or whatever it may be in the store. You're like, man, I could have told them Christ today. I could have shared my testimony. You needed to hear that. You know, it's important. It's important to do that.
And sometimes we do. And then sometimes, like you said, we do go on guilt trips too. And then we have to also remember, balance it out. Listen.
Yes.
One plants,
yes.
one waters, God
yes.
gives an increase.
Amen.
And so we can't reach everybody, but we have to reach who we can reach.
Yes, exactly.
So important. Listening audience, we've just about come to the close of the hour, so you have a few minutes to call in, 619-924-0800. We do want to hear from you, 619-924-0800. Caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, peace and blessings to you all. This is Marlon calling in to shout out my sister, Miss Day O'Connor.
Hello, hello.
So real quick, I learned that the name Esther is translated into the word star, and we know that stars, you know, they prove themselves at nighttime. So I just want to encourage you to continue to be that star people's lives who are going through a night season.
Thank you, brother.
That's my words for today.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Well, I think we're going to have to just come back and just talk about Esther one day.
Listen, I've studied that book so much, I am willing to do so. I feel like as a woman, it's important because, you know, God, as God's daughters, God looks at us like we're queens. And she was a queen. And, you know, she wasn't someone that would be, you know, she wasn't someone that would typically be put in a queen position, you know? Something
right.
about her reminds me of, like, what God is doing right now at this present time. Like, God is doing something where he's gathering the remnant, you know? So, and at that time, when Esther became queen, she would be considered as someone that was, like, a remnant, someone that wouldn't be on a queen pedestal. So whenever you're ready to do so and discuss that book, I'm totally willing to do it. I'm ready.
All right, will do. 619-924-0800. Question, comment, concern. Again, PCOS, tell our listening audience. Oh, wait. I have a caller. I don't want to.
Oh, go ahead.
Good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you? I just want to shout out my sister in Christ, Jay. I just want to shout her out. I'm so proud of her. And I just want to say thank you for sharing your testimony because it just inspires so many of us. And I love you and I'm proud of you. And just keep shining and being the light that God has called you to be.
All right. Tell us who
Amen.
You are.
Man, I love you, sis. Thank you.
Tell us who you are and where you're calling from, sis.
I'm Ashley. I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California.
All right. California. All right. Thank you, Ashley, for sharing with us here on today and encouraging Miss J. God bless you.
Thank you, Ash.
God bless you, too.
All right. We have another caller, 619-924-0800. Caller, are you there? God bless you. Hello?
Hello? Yes, my name is Brother Samuel.
Say that again.
My name is Samuel.
All right. God bless you, Samuel. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I got a question for Jay. I want to know, how did you know when you started to hear the voice of God speaking to you?
Wow, that's a really good question. I've always heard the voice of God, like, always. That little feeling that you get even when you're doing something wrong, that's the voice of God. So even before I fully gave my life back to God, I would always have that little like voice in the back of my head and like, okay, you should do this or no, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. That's when I knew that I was hearing the voice of God. I've always heard it from a child. But that's a good question,
gotcha.
Though.
Are you pleased with that answer, Brother Samuel?
Yes, I am. Because
you have a, you know,
right.
Go ahead.
Say it again.
Go ahead.
Even in my own life, Christ, like, you know, I want to strengthen my ability to hear God speaking to me. So how would you say I can go about doing that?
Like I said before, like, if you read your word more and you just constantly seek his face through prayer, you'll hear him even louder. And you limit the distractions around you from the world, you'll definitely hear him even louder. If that consists of cutting out certain things in your day-to-day routine, whether it may be business endeavors or anything that's just pulling you away from him, if you just pull in and you press in more to him, then you'll hear him even more.
And Brother Samuel, you have the right name. So no pun intended, you have the right name for hearing the voice of the Lord. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, as Miss J read about Esther, I'm going to encourage you to read about Samuel, because, listen, the name says it all as far as hearing the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I have to say without going
Amen.
Any further.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Are you satisfied? All right. God bless you. All right. Thank you. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. I know about everyone waits till the last minute. We have a few minutes. 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you. Listen, and perhaps if you missed anything on today that was said, we know we want to encourage you to go back and listen, because as you know, all of our shows are archived. I just want to get that in there. And for your homework assignment, read the book of Esther, read about Samuel. Listen, great.
Yes, great books.
Great books.
I'm actually in the book of Samuel right now. God led me to read the book of Samuel. And I had just seen the play from, I think it's called Sight and Sound.
Okay.
Right now they're showing David. And God was like, listen, you got to read Samuel, because after Samuel, I need you to read Kings. So that book is very, very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Awesome. All right. So we've just about come to the close of the hour. And so your closing remarks, Ms. J.
I just want to thank all the listeners. I just want to thank you for the opportunity as well to even share my testimony. And I pray that it leaves whoever was listening closer to Christ. And I also do want to give a shout out again to my church, Cornerstone Victory Church, located in Oceanside, 3078 Lawson Boulevard. And I also like to give a shout out to my trainer, Better You, Better Society, on Instagram, that just helps me maintain my health with the PCOS diagnosis, and just love and light. Be blessed. And don't forget to be a blessing.
Awesome. Awesome. Again, we thank you, Ms. J, for sharing with our listening audience today. Certainly you have shared with us so much, and you definitely shared with us from the book of Esther and to be a recurring theme. And certainly we want you to know that we are certainly encouraged and better today. I just want you to tell before we leave today, I'm going to give a few minutes, just tell our listeners how they can find out more about PCOS.
I'm currently working on something as well. I just want to put that out there that will give more information and be more informative with polycystic ovarian syndrome. But you can always go on any website, or actually follow a really good page on Instagram that helped me with my dieting and everything with PCOS. I could shout that page out if you'd like. At this time, it's healthy PCOS _. That page definitely helped me a lot.
Okay.
As far as what I should be eating and with supplements, I'm big on supplements as well.
Awesome, awesome. I just want to read comments. Well, I do have another caller, and then I'll read our comments. Margie commented and said, enjoying you, Miss J. As others are speaking, God is speaking and giving you directions. Amen.
Amen.
Caller. God bless you, caller.
Yes, hello. My name is Amari.
All right, Amari. Hello. God bless
you. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and just give thanks, and also just shout out what y'all doing here. Because, like, for somebody that really can't or, like, doesn't really have much time to find their way there, it's nice that I could just, you know, sit and listen to it on my phone and just take in everything y'all are saying. And another thing I just wanted to say, too, shout out to Ms. J. O'Shana, because she also sent the invite to me and made me aware of it. So I just want to thank her for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I pray that today was a blessing as well.
Yes, awesome. It was. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing with us today, my brother. All right. 619-924-0800. It's 2:00. Listen, we thank you. Thank you all for sharing. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for just being a blessing. Certainly, God blesses us to bless others. He informs us to inform others. And listen, it's more blessed to give than receive. So listen, just keep giving. Just keep giving. Listen,
amen.
Keep giving, keep sharing, keep loving. Tell us again who you are.
My name is Jay O'Connor, and you're listening to Global Ministries.
All right. Thank you, Miss Jay. Again, thank you. We are going to conclude with one of my favorite songs here. It is LaShawn Pace, My Times. And I think that is suiting, as today we talked about divine timing, that to know that God's time are our, that our times are in God's hands. And so I'm going to let you, Miss J, give us a concluding prayer, and we're going to end with My Times, LaShawn Pace.
And I just want to correct myself as well. I said global ministry. I meant to say global gospel. My name is Jay O'Connor, and you're listening to Global Gospel Ministry. And Father God, dear Lord, I just want to thank you, dear Lord, for everything that you're doing in this present time, Father God. I just want to pray over the listeners and every listener and caller and anyone who just interacted with today's podcast episode, Father God. I ask that you continue to bless Reverend Lamar, Father God. Just continue to exalt his ministry from glory to glory as well, Father God. May you continue to order and direct our steps, Father God, so we may serve as a guiding light and a shining light. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
All right, listeners, listen. My times are in God's hands.
Amen.
Listen.
If I were in control of my life, I think that I would have worked things out differently. Of these things, my life would be scot-free. But that just goes to show how little I know about leading, about controlling my life. For you see, all these things have worked together just to make the best of me. If I were in control of my life, I think that I would have worked things out so much differently. For you see, there would be no hurt, no pain, no disappointment of these things. My life would be, oh, how little I know about leading, about controlling my life. For you see, all of these things have worked together just to make the best of Sean Pace Road. Good God, control my life, and my times are in His hands, and I'm learning.
I were in control of my life, I know that I would have, I would have worked things out much differently. All of the hurt and all of the pain, my time.
Give the Lord a hand.